For me, MSK Gelena is not a club for me. It's like a family for me. Because I came here and they accepted me good. And I have good relationship with everyone, the fans, my colleagues, and everyone in Gelena.
Ani v medzisezónnom období nevynecháme ďalší diel podcastu 1908 FM, ktorý bude tentoraz špecifický a netradičný, v podstate ako každý. No a to snáď verím, že nielen zážitkami a rozprávaním dnešného hostia, ale aj jazykom samotným. Nemyslím teraz nespisovným jazykom alebo vulgárnym, no ale musíme totiž prepnúť do angličtiny, pretože mojim dnešným hostom bude náš obranca Benson Anang. Benson, hello.
Hello.
Benson, first of all, thank you for inviting me in your apartment in Žilina.
You're welcome.
Just to make things clear, Benson couldn't go home as usual in this off-season period because after the last game you was badly injured and stayed in hospital, yeah, for the many days. How many days?
For two days. Yeah, and after that I have to stay 1 week more for the doctor to check me again. Mm-hmm. How is the condition and everything. So
how are you feeling right now?
For now I am feeling good. Mm-hmm. And God, like, thanks to God, I don't have any serious like damage or something, so I don't need any operation. Mm-hmm. Or surgery, and that's good thing.
To sum up, just at the beginning, you were very unlucky and a little bit bizarre. It was a little bit bizarre injury because I mean that the whole moment on the pitch, what was happening, it was like the, how can I say, the description or the peak of our whole badly spring part of the season. Yeah, you agree?
Yeah, for me it affected me so badly. Mm-hmm. Because this game was more important to me and whole team.
Yeah.
And Gelena. So I wanted to finish and help the team to Europe League, and I have to go out.
Yeah.
In first half. So it affected me so much, but I have nothing to do. Yeah. This is destiny. What he has.
Right. After this bad moment, we conceded the first goal. Yeah. And it was like the turning point. Yeah?
Yes, it was like that, and that affected me. So I felt like my support and my presence was more better, like helping the team. So after I went out and we had this goal and the second goal, I felt like very bad. It affected me more. Mm-hmm. Not more about my injury, but the lose and not going to the Europa League affected me more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Too bad. It was probably the worst half year in Gelena.
Yeah, it's the worst because we've not had good games, good win, we've not make the fans happy and we ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it was like the worst for us now.
We talked to each other for many times looking for some solution from this situation, from the winter training camp in Emirates to the last game against Renchin. Did you find out the answer why what was happening?
We tried a lot of things to see what is the cause of all this losing and problems we have in Bar. We couldn't find one because we try, we push, we talk to each other, have team building, talking, like everything we have to do to get back together stronger, but nothing worked for us. But all the same, we have nothing to do. We need to focus on the new season and also new coach. So we just have to get prepared very well for the upcoming season.
The new season starts on Monday. New coach, like you said, new goals, new ambition for sure. Your feeling right now when you considered all the factors?
Yeah, for me now, I think the whole team will be in relief now because we had a lot of pressure from the whole season. Mm-hmm. And we need holiday, like, to go refresh ourselves, come back and start everything afresh, new. And I think this is going to help us now.
Yeah.
And for that, we need to help each other, help the new coach also, and come back stronger and start the season very good. Yeah.
You try to smile every time, like I see you. But for you, it's probably very, very mentally difficult period. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it's normal for me. Like I need to, wherever I am, in cabin, home with my friends, I need to make sure everyone is happy. So I always try to like bring some happiness wherever I am. Mm. And this is what
I mean, like right now, we stay in your apartment because you need to use in this day crutch, yeah?
Yeah, because, I mean, use crutches to walk because of my injury, so...
So, I mean, all the Africa guys are staying right now at home with your families and you are here alone, but probably this is a part of the football life.
Yeah, I have to accept that because it's part of it and this is what I want to do, so I need to accept any challenges in it. And my friends are on holidays now, enjoying, but for me now I need to focus on my leg, my injury, like to get back better and start.
But good news, like you said, you don't need any surgery or operation, so what is the prediction of the doctors?
For the prediction, now I don't need surgery operation, so it means I don't have much, like I will not have a long time to stay out of the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like good news. Maybe probably with some few months I have to get back on the pitch here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the most important and good thing for me here.
Yeah, that's great. When we talk about the African guys, we have a lot of right now African guys in squad, but minority of them were able to adapt to level of football, all the requirements related to European football or the Žilina football. Why you did succeed?
For me, when I came here, I was alone. And like I need to be, I know what I want, and also I know they know what they want also for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like more free with the old guys, and like my colleagues in general, everything they helped me. I asked them for advice, like the seniors, what I need to do, where I have to sit, what I have to do here, with like everything I asked them, and they like was good, like in relationship with me.
Mm-hmm.
So they help me, talk to me, advise me on what I have to do, and most important, I listen to them, the coaches, the staff,
all
everyone.
Of them.
That's what helps me more to succeed in Žilina and the first team.
That was another question. What helped you in adaptation process?
Yeah, it's more important listening.
Mm-hmm.
And like listening to coach, my colleagues, and also when I go home, I need to go back, sit down, relax myself, and like analyze my training.
Mm-hmm.
And the system of the team and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what helped me more, because if you don't do this, the next day you go to training, you will find it difficult.
Mm-hmm.
In everything they will do. But I still keep in focus on these things. When I go home, I keep still have my memory, like I have to learn, I have to watch videos. And like, no, what I have to do on the next day, yeah, I prepare very well every time.
I remember like the first memory of you in 2018 when you was 18, yeah, and
yeah.
Came to first team. I don't know, just for trial, for some training session, I hardly remember. And I asked about you guys like Kačka, Škvaro, yeah, they told me, oh my god, this small African fullback is in high level. Yeah, yeah. They were surprised. He told me he can easily compare with us. Yeah, so why?
Yeah, when in Ghana, even when I was in Ghana, I have a dream, like I want to play in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
To have that feeling and everything. So mostly I look on European football. And in Ghana, we learn this, like, system we learn. Like, we have different system of football in Ghana and different in Europe. And so I mostly, like, watch European football. Like, we have something we say in, like, Africa, out this time, like, wait and see what the opponent will do and stuff. So I have all these things in my memory, like, this is how they play in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So I started from Africa before coming to Europe. So when I came here, everything was like easy for me. I did not find difficult. I have difficulties, but I go when I have like some problems to Squaro, Kachka, Cashman, Mates. They help me with all these things here. And I listen to them when they tell me what to do.
Mm.
Yeah.
From your point of view, what is the problem of the mostly African guys to adapt to be able to compare with the guys from our academy?
Now, for me, their problem is they need to listen to advice and know what they want and know when they have to have fun and everything. Because I remember when I was here, I don't have fun too much. Everything is about
Focus.
Focus, like, I need to stay in first team. I have a goal. I need to stay in first team. I need to do this. I need to do what I have to do. That is what they need now. They need to stay focused now.
For example, when I mentioned Baba Hamza is the example from the other side, yeah? Yeah, maybe some shopping, yes. Instagram.
So. Yes, this is true because I remember Baba Hamza when he was here. He liked mostly on life, enjoying life, than enjoying his career, football. Yeah, because he's normally on Instagram doing shopping, like he don't have time for football. He only have time for football when he's on the pitch. But after off the pitch, he don't have time. He's like into social media, worldly, you know, things that will not help him. Yeah, that's what's affected Baba also.
What is, how can you describe your relationship with MSK Žilina? Are you proud Shoshone?
For me, MSK Žilina is not a club for me. It's like a family for me. Because I came here and they accepted me good. And I have good relationship with everyone. The fans, my colleagues, and everyone in Žilina itself. Not only the club. So it's, for me, it's a family, not a club.
You told in the previous answer that probably the most important was listened to advice, yeah?
Yes.
So are you able to fully understand Slovak language?
Most important for me is the basics ones in football. And yeah. I understand everything, in football, yeah.
But still, speaking is for you a bit difficult, yeah?
Yes, Slovak is a little bit hard, but I'm trying my best.
Shall we make an interview also in Slovak language?
Sometimes. Sometimes, but not now.
but you know some words, some phrases, yes? Football phrases?
Yeah, I know some football phrases, yeah. That I use, I can use also now.
Speak.
Like, Hrbat za tebo.
Hrbat za tebo,
Koma 15, like in training, when coach is giving like tactics and everything, I understand. Because maybe you can say, Koma 15, jeden dotyk.
Ja koma spätna.
Koma spätna.
Koma spätna.
Yes.
Ja že 15, ja som počul 15 like 15, yeah.
15. Ah, yeah, no, 15, yeah.
No, 15.
And sex, also I understand, I know the numbers. Yeah. I can see all the numbers.
Yeah.
Also. Yes.
So, can you tell me your number in Slovak language?
28.
No,
28. Yes. I know.
And best I can say 28. Yes. Okay, because I was afraid you told me only vulgarism, yeah? Because don't do this.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to beep you.
I understand mostly. Yeah.
What about the language in Ghana? Official language in Ghana is English, right?
Yeah, official is English. Yeah.
And but what?
In every region, everyone has their own language also.
Yeah. Oh, there are about, you told me, 40 tribes or?
Yeah, like we have a lot. Yeah.
And what is your original tribe? Or you came from some region?
Yeah, for me, I'm from Accra, like Ghana. We have our language also.
What?
We have our language, like Gan.
Gan,
yeah, it's G-A.
G-A,
yeah.
And what how many languages are there? Because I heard Henry, Sami, they are from another region?
Yeah, it's like, okay, let me do it easy for you, like,
okay.
in Slovakia.
Okay.
Like, you have Žilina.
Yeah.
And like Žilina, you have your own language.
Okay.
Yeah, and maybe you have some village in Žilina.
Okay.
Maybe I don't know if Zastranje.
Zastranje, yeah, Budatin. Zastranje,
yes, Budatin. And maybe Budatin have language.
Okay.
Not from Žilina. Okay. Žilina have language, but Zastranje have language also.
And you understand each other?
Not everywhere. No, like maybe only from Žilina, we understand each other. But when you go to Bratislava,
okay,
you don't understand the language. Yeah.
Because when I heard you guys from Ghana, I was totally lost, yeah? Because there is no English word at all.
Yeah, we have different languages, yeah. We use normal local language.
So when you speak to each other, you speak local?
We speak local language, yeah. We don't speak English, yeah.
Teach us, or not only me, but all the listeners, something in your language. But no vulgarism, please.
Yeah, it's like for me, if I have to tell you, come, it's like ba. Yeah, ba is come.
Ba is come. So,
or let's go. It's like waya.
Yeah.
Waya. It's let's go.
Okay, great.
Yes.
When we speak about the Ghana, let's more describe life in Ghana, culture, lifestyle as well.
We have like for me, I believe Africa have the best lifestyle, like everything, yeah, everything, because we have the freedom to do everything we want.
Freedom?
Yes.
There is in Europe or in Germany, I don't know, more rules?
More rules, you know, yeah. For Europe, this is the difference between Europe and Africa, or maybe different continent, yeah. But we have this.
So compare, just give us example of the rules in Germany.
Maybe Gilina. Doing everything like Gilina, maybe everything is our system. Mm-hmm. The system is working. Mm-hmm. Maybe lights, roads, like traffic lights. Mm-hmm. Police, you know, like speed, mm-hmm. over speeding here.
Okay.
We have in Africa also, but we don't use too much. Mm-hmm. We don't like, normally we don't respect this in some parts.
You also drive in Žilina, or you
don't? No, I don't drive in Žilina, only when I'm home. But in like in Žilina, you need license.
Okay.
Before you can drive. Mm-hmm. In like Ghana, not everyone need license to drive.
No?
Yes.
What is special for Ghana? What probably makes you proud being Ghana or African?
Our style of living.
Style of living?
Yeah, because we have the freedom to go out, do like, every time it's like, you are in the world, you feel like you are in the world. Mm-hmm. You see everyone going, moving around, mm-hmm. like, have the, and also the weather. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in Europe you have winter, and like winter you don't, you see everyone in room,
yeah.
It's cold, you need to put jacket,
yeah, yeah.
And it's like.
How did you get used to on winter, on snow?
It's like difficult for me to, like when I came here first, it was very difficult for me, mm-hmm. because it was like, wow. I remember first time, my first training when it was winter, and after training, my fingers was like cold, like, and you know,
I didn't feel
my fingers, yeah. And Shkwaru, Kachka, like, you know, for joke, they tell me, come on, go and put your hand in hot water.
Yeah.
Like they did for joke, and I opened the tap, it was hot. Mm. And I put my fingers, and it was worse.
Yeah.
And I remember Katy came and asked me, why did you put your hand in the hot water? You are supposed to put it in the cold
water. In the cold water.
And I said, no, Kachka, Shkwaru, Matis asked me to put it in hot, because yeah. when it's cold, you have to put it in hot.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so, and he was like, don't listen
too
to
much,
them.
Too much.
Yeah, because they will kill you, these guys. But, you know, I like Shkwaru, Kachka, because they make me feel like good, mm-hmm. happy every time, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is good. And one special experience when we are in, when, not me, but our coaches who were in Ghana to teach in Ameshka Žilina Africa FC.
Yeah.
When you go to the market by your own, like, I mean, like only European people without you, Africans, mm-hmm. the things are more expensive, price are higher. Why?
Yeah, sometimes, but not everyone do this.
Yeah.
Because some people feels like when you're from Europe, you have a lot of money.
Okay.
So they will do it double for you. Mm-hmm. This is like the life in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we, you know, in Europe, you have the prices and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But in Africa, you come, you have to ask for the price.
Okay.
And I will tell you, this is the price.
Okay.
So you can go, and maybe it's 2 euros.
Mm-hmm.
This person will tell you it's 4 euros. You have to buy it.
You have to buy it.
But for me, from Africa, Ghana, I know this is not
mm-hmm.
this price. I will tell you, no, it's too much. Because in this side, it's less.
Mm-hmm.
So here, I have to buy like less, yeah.
Okay.
But when you are from Europe, they know you don't know the price. Yeah, so it will be higher. Yeah.
Yeah. What about the life in Ghana in general? What people or your family do for a living?
Business, like we have like normal businesses and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do normal business and everything. And if you are working, you need to go like normal in Europe, yeah, and have your salary and everything to take
mm-hmm.
care of yourself. Yeah.
How was the childhood in Accra, capital of Ghana, for you?
For me, it's interesting because I have to like fight for myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, the street gangs?
Yeah, you know, you have to wake up, you need to go to town sometimes to hustle to get food or money,
yeah,
to buy for yourself to eat.
And
my family can be there to give you,
mm-hmm.
but because of football, for me,
mm-hmm.
because of football, I normally go south every time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe play with my friends and maybe put money together, go to another town or village to have a football match,
mm-hmm.
and we put money on top, like to play,
yeah.
And we win. I take my share, you take your, everyone, we share, and we go back home.
Right.
So we always happy.
What about the football pitch in only dust?
Only dust. Yes, and it's interesting because like you'll be dirty yourself and everything, and most when it rains and you're playing in the dust, it's more interesting.
Yeah?
Yes.
Better than grass?
Better than grass. You feel so like you, it's like you play with passion. You know, like this is what we do in the dust, and it's like muddy. So when you are running and everything, you feel good.
Yeah.
Maybe the ball get stuck in the mud. We trying to kick and like, you know, for fun, taking the mud, hitting each other, and a lot of.
Well, what about the pitch in general? Like, I don't know, goal, the net, the referees.
Yes, it's like
freedom.
It's free. You know, you don't have good net.
Mm-hmm.
Not everywhere. Mm-hmm. We have normal stadium like the national stadiums. There
of course,
is best.
Of
yes,
course, of course.
Pitch, everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, like the street pitch.
The street pitch is like you don't have good net. Sometimes you have to create your own ball.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the money to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your clothes, you just fold it with rope and you start kicking and everything. So it's like life is interesting in
but
Africa.
But it's childhood, yeah?
Yeah, it's childhood. But now it's different.
Yeah?
Yeah, now when like when you grow, you start like getting to your other stage, it's different for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't go back to that place again. You only go there when you have everything. You go and like have like fun with them.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy with them and let them know they can also get to where you are.
Yeah. Probably the dream of every single young
girl. Young kid, like young kid coming up. So they want to see you.
Yeah.
Know where you are from.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like, it helps them to go higher also, like push other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to admit that you order from the fan shop, our fan shop, Memiška, a lot of jersey to Africa. So nowadays there must be a lot of fans of Memiška or wearing a jersey with Anang.
Anang, yeah, but not only Anang. Only sometimes in Žilina, and now Žilina is more like everyone knows Žilina in Ghana, like mostly like
you mean 80%. In Accra or Ghana,
like
as
Ghana
well?
As well.
Eh?
Yes, because even from Togo, other countries like in Africa,
mm-hmm.
people here have heard of like Žilina
mm-hmm.
itself. So everyone wants to take their
kid
or player to Žilina Africa now to help them to travel. And we have a lot of guys traveling to other countries in Europe. And
So come to the project Memiška Žilina Africa. How the local people consider this project?
They support it very well because of it's the club is in Europe, the main club. So like people support it because they know there they can help the upcoming ones, the youth, to travel to Europe
mm-hmm.
to have the like experience and everything here.
What's your thoughts about this idea, this project?
Yeah, for me it's good and it's making Žilina higher. So we have the club need to like have and help if they need something or something, yeah, and it will help them to produce more players, you know.
Is there still a lot of quality players?
There's still a lot of quality players, but
diamonds.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have
secret
one
diamonds.
I have one that I want him to come here so badly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm working on it, and very soon you will see him, and I will tell you this is him.
So you will be the scout, yeah?
After, I want to help sometimes also.
Yeah, but you are something like trendsetter because you was the first one, yeah?
Yeah, I was the first
not from the project Memiška Žilina Africa, I see, but still the first one.
The first one, yeah.
So we are probably the most famous guy.
Yeah, the most, but you know sometimes. you have to admit it and help them. That is why when I'm going home, I want to buy a lot of things to go because everyone knows different like no Bensinana he's home, so probably this is Africa. Most people need some things when you come.
Mm-hmm.
Jerseys to help them also like to push and like have what to use to play the kids. So I get a lot to give them when I go home.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the kitchen. food in general.
Yes.
Should we start in Slovak kitchen or your adaptability on it or in a typical Ghanaian food, or can we compare each other?
Yeah, we can compare each other and everything, like in general. Yeah,
so let's start.
Our food is more like more like I don't know how to like explain, like
natural,
it's like natural, it's natural, but it's tasty, like you will feel it like you are eating something.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like spicy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But in Europe, you guys depend on more like diet, like balance and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like the right food.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not like in Africa.
Yeah.
you need what to like what is more tasty to eat and enjoy it. You need to enjoy your food.
I heard about the fufu banku.
Yeah, we have fufu banku.
Describe the
fufu. This we have the general one. The general food is like rice with chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It's like general for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But in every tribe region. Or every region have their food, their local food.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like for me, like Gan, our own is like kinki.
Kinki?
Kinki, yes.
What and is the banku? Kinki?
Like maize with cassava.
Cassava you know, is spicy.
Like, you know, cassava is like, you know, cassava, I don't know if you know cassava, the is...
Like potatoes?
Like, it's like potato, but it's not like potatoes. Mm-hmm. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sometimes you can use potatoes also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we don't use potatoes for banku or kinki. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We use potato, we have potatoes also.
Mm-hmm.
But kinki is more like maize and cassava, you know, grinded and you mix together. And I have some in my fridge even now.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's like, this is what we, like our region, like our food, our traditional food.
Mm-hmm.
And every region have their food.
Mm-hmm.
But in Chilena, it's like different, like Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, you guys have your own traditional food, but you do it occasionally when there's occasion or something.
Uh-huh.
But for us, it's every time what you want,
hey?
What you feel like eating, you get it, yeah.
And
it's tasty.
Did you try our traditional food?
I try a lot of your traditional food, but it's
too much.
It's like it's difficult for me to, especially the soup. Even when I came the first time,
mm-hmm.
and they gave me the soup, I was like, "What is this?" And they tell me, "This is soup. You need to drink before you eat." I said, "No, but this is water." And in Africa, you cannot give me water to drink and tell me this is soup.
So you don't have soup.
We have soup, but this soup is more like thick, and you can feel you can drink this soup and you can live with it. Yeah, with chicken, everything in it, but it's different here. This is like your soup is more of like water.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. Yeah.
So your soup is thicker. Yeah.
It's thicker. Yes. You have all the spice ingredient, everything you need inside. Yeah.
Interesting. Before you came, we were in relationship like Mina in Girina. With Ernest Mabuka from Cameroon, I don't know if you.
Yeah, I heard of him.
He played for us, and when we made interview, he admitted that the yummy, tasty, and delicious food are cat with potatoes and rice. The same habit in Ghana.
In Ghana also some people like, you know, cat.
Yeah.
And everyone, it depends on what you want.
Yeah.
Some people like cat. Some people like dog. Some people like chicken, cow. You know. Yes, everyone have their meat, what they want.
Did you try cat or dog? Or?
No, because I like, it's my pet, I like cat. Yeah, it's my pet, so
You have pet also in Ghana? Like
yeah,
cat
in Ghana, I have pet, yeah.
And what about your neighbors who
no,
you are can, ready cannot, to eat them?
They cannot eat because I have to be a problem for them, yeah.
And what about some special foods, or I don't know, on holiday, like Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas. We normally like we have family, everyone comes together, we eat, we cook, we have our traditional food and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we sit down and eat together, like different type of food.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you will come, someone will come, won't feel like eating kenke, someone feel like eating banku, fufu. Yes, so we make different type of food.
It's funny. Delicious.
Yeah,
funny name, fufu, banku, for us, but also. Probably some words from Slovakian, which is funny for you.
Yeah, it's funny for me.
Is there any funny words you are on your mind?
I have a lot. Like, especially like this village, like Zastranje.
Zastranje?
Yes,
it's
like
funny?
It's funny for me. Yeah.
Because Kopi, Adam Kopas is.
Yeah, Adam Kopas is from there, and I use it for him.
Yeah.
And I heard they have a lot of Jiviak there.
Jiviak?
Yeah, so I used, like, I normally call him. Zastranski Jiviak, you know, like, and I enjoy when I call him.
You know what is Jiviak? Jiviak is like warthog.
Yes, the wild one, yeah.
Yeah, so you are in Girina for 4 years, sometimes it's very hard to travel back, like when was the corona, there was a corona, travel restriction, and you have to escape from Ghana, You wasn't able to come back because of the travel restriction and stuff like this.
So I have to... I remember about this. When I came back, all the guys was like happy and like we started making fun. Until now, some of the young guys like who know about this story make fun with it. Yeah. Because when it was COVID and I was home, that time I was with Baba.
Yeah.
Baba Hamza was here.
Yeah.
And we have to come back. But because of the COVID restriction and everything, they banned flight and stuff from Ghana, you know, traveling and coming. So we need to find where we can to travel. And that time, the only option we have is Togo.
Togo.
Mm-hmm. And Togo is our neighboring country.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to go there and like from there we can travel back to mm-hmm. Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And there also the border was closed.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we get inside?
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, in Africa sometimes money, that's everything. Bribery. And
when you have money, you have everything.
You have power, you can do, you know, the easy ways.
Yeah.
So we give my manager, Ishmael Abte,
mm-hmm.
the one who is in control, like my father here,
mm-hmm.
who controls me and the other guys here. He arranged for me and Baba to go to like Togo.
Mm-hmm.
So he called one of his friends and talked to him about the situation and everything and gave him money.
Mm-hmm.
So that when we get to the border,
yeah.
he can tip the military guys
yeah.
and we can go inside to Togo, yeah, so that we can.
But you had to run, yeah.
But we have to run because
it was dangerous. The border,
it was dangerous because they have a lot of guns and everything. When we get there, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I am like scared. And I told the guy, but they have a lot of guns and how can we go inside? He said, don't worry, you wait here. I have to go and like talk to them and arrange everything for you guys to go. So
it was risky, yeah.
It was risky, but this is what we want to do also. This is our life. We want to come back to continue our business here. Yeah. So we have to risk. Yeah, in life, you need to risk sometimes. Yeah. And he went and talked to them. And they said, okay, you have to bring this money and everything. Mm-hmm. So he gave them. And they said, we should go.
Yeah.
And they said, you have to run, but don't look back. And it's like 50 meters.
Yeah.
Through the bush, you have to run. Like, and even... I lost my one of my schlapki, let's say, in
Slovakia. Slippers.
I lost one because I have to run. And one got out from me, like, but I don't have to go back to take it. I still have to run because they said, if you look back or something happen, they can shoot you. Somebody can shoot you because you are forbidden to cross. You know, mm-hmm. no one have to cross. This mm-hmm. is like COVID. Mm-hmm. They are protecting. Every country is protecting their people.
To each other.
So you have to go run. Only run. Don't look back. Don't come back. Don't do anything. So we only run.
Crazy story.
We run. And one funny part is, after going, we've gone inside and everything. We are in Togo now. Like, we are like, oh, thank God. We are through. We are inside Togo. We went to the guy's apartment. We had water, we eat and everything, and we said, okay, then now let's go to the hotel where we are going to sleep. So on our way to the hotel, some officers with motor came and meet us on the highway and was like, hey, where are you guys from? And we said,
Togo.
We are from Togo. And he said, hey, don't lie. And he brought his gun out. He have a gun. And he said, look, this is my ID and this is my handcuff and this is my gun. Any of you who try to run, I will shoot the person. So there he was like, what? What is going on?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I know you guys are not from Togo. Show me your ID, your passport and everything. Mm-hmm. And we said, please, we've lied here and there. But we are sorry. And he said, no, I know you guys have lied to me. Let's go. We had a seat and he started talking to the guy we was with here
mm-hmm.
and asked him, why did you guys lie first place? And he said, yeah, we lied because we need to. And he said, yeah, but you don't need to lie. But not knowing, he was with the other military guys
mm-hmm.
from the border.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a plan
mm-hmm.
that they've taken money already, but they want more.
Uh-huh.
So he went back and meet us on the highway and said, he need money also.
Yeah.
If we don't give him money, we will be sent to the station.
Yeah.
And we will be locked and it's illegal because we will have a problem here. So then we need to like give everything we have on ourselves. I even decided to give my phone to them.
Yeah?
Yes. It was interesting. But I gave like all the money I have on me and the guy also gave everything and Baba also. And
you gave him everything you had.
The money we gave everything to him, yeah, and his friends. And he said, okay, you guys can go now. But next time we should not like risk like this. And we went to the hotel.
Story like from the Hollywood
yes,
movie.
And it was like after we got to the hotel, there I like, I don't know. I couldn't even eat. I can't even water, I cannot shower, everything. I because the pressure was like, the stress was too much.
Yeah.
And everything went well. We went to the hotel. So after 3 days, we have to come back to Gilena. We need to go to the airport. So another interesting part, we went to the airport, we got there, we've done everything, we have to go through immigration, like check our passport. And this, they asked, where are you guys from? We said we are from...
Same questions.
Yeah, we said we are Ghanaians. And they asked, how did you get inside to Togo? And we said, we will stay here a long time.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, you are staying here. Where is the stamp? Where did you pass through and got inside Togo? And we said, from the border. And he said, are you sure? We said, yes. Where is your stamp? You don't have stamp.
Ah,
and we say
in your there, passport,
yes, we don't have a stamp, and we had a problem also. So then now they said they've taken our passport. We are not going also.
Oh my God!
So now we have to stay. They will call police to get us to station, and later they will interrogate us. And we were scared again. But we called one guy, like one guy from the airport to help us with everything. But we've done a mistake. And they talk to them in their language. They speak French. And this military man, like immigration, accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but on only one condition. And you know Africa, money.
So now we
don't have money. And because after living in the hotel, we help like the security guys and some friends we have there. We give all the money we have to them.
Yeah.
So now we are going out. Now we get to the airport and this is the situation. We don't have anything on us.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this guy said we need to give him money before we go. And we don't have internet, nothing. In the airport, they don't have internet also.
Mm.
So then I decided to give my phone to them again.
Yeah.
And Baba said, no, he cannot give his phone. And I told, okay, Baba, if you cannot, I have to risk. Or I have to, this is the only option I have.
Yeah.
Because if I can do this, go back to Europe to play or continue my job, I will do it, because when I get back, I can withdraw money and buy new phone.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and we talked to them, and one guy said, I am a good guy, he can feel my pain. So he will give money to me so that I give it to the immigration. And he gave me money and I gave to them, and they allow us to go. So after I came back, and I sent the money to the guy, and we keep in touch and everything.
Yeah.
It was
happy ending. Happy ending.
Yes, and I, in the plane even I couldn't hit because it was too much for me.
Let's skip to another option. A lot of people think that in every country of Africa there are lions, hippos, and other dangerous animals. Like we have bears, for example. So please spread your wisdom about the animal.
No, we have animals, but not in.
In Ghana.
In Ghana and not in every African countries. Yeah. We have this, we have some countries in Africa that have this, and this place is like tourist site, especially safari. Kenya, safari, Kenya, Uganda, and maybe South Africa and stuff. Yeah. They have these things here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But not in Ghana also. The Ghana, we don't have these things here.
Yeah.
Probably
it's the same like in Slovakia. I've never seen bear in wild nature as well. Yeah, except zoo. Yeah,
yes, in Ghana also the same.
Yeah.
And so the only place I see this is when I go to Kenya to visit my girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah, your girlfriend is from Kenya.
Yes,
yeah?
She's from Kenya. So,
so romantic walk and then lion behind you. Yeah.
No, but we know because they are scared of humans here.
Yeah.
But they live with them for a long time, so
they
are scared of them. They don't come to where humans are, and humans don't go to where they are. So it's normal for them also.
Mm-hmm.
That's them also, their lifestyle.
What about the financial situation and poverty as well in Ghana? Let's just say if we can reveal that, what are you able to buy in Ghana from your salary, month salary? Yeah,
you can buy a lot. Yeah, you can buy a lot.
A car or...
Yeah, you can buy a lot. Yeah, when you have our things in let's say Ghana, not in every African country, but because some countries like South Africa, Kenya, their money is, I think the rate is the same like dollar or euro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Ghana is different.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have maybe euro and you change to our currency, you can buy a lot of things here.
For it, 1 euro?
For 1 euro, you can buy maybe breakfast, lunch here.
Yeah,
it's enough for here. Yeah. But for there are some people that 1 euro cannot buy them anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a lot of billionaires in Ghana also.
Mm-hmm.
Ghana is a rich country.
Mm-hmm.
And especially people from Accra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Accra is a beautiful city. We have everything.
So, probably, what is the way you give the money for? Oh, I don't know, the house, the car, or the, you try to help your family in a financial way.
Well, I send to them. Yeah. I just know what they want, and they know what they want, so I send to them by mobile money. We have this app. We use like mobile money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I send to them. Yeah.
But in Gilina, you are very humble in this way. No car, no, I don't know.
Yeah, because like more is about my business, my job here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, because from here, maybe I move to another level.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can start with this here.
Yeah.
But now, Gilina, I need to focus in like, not about life, it's about football.
Mm-hmm.
To get to understand, then I can start maybe this kind of life here. But when I'm home, I use car, I do everything like normal here.
But in Gilina, you prefer like the mean of transport, electric scooter,
it's easy, like, and it's my from my home to
stadium
is not like far, so I prefer the scooter also. Or sometimes go with the guys with their cars.
What about the Prince Ofori, the person of Prince Ofori, because he is something like a connector or
he's,
and now he's the new member of the coach staff,
in
first team. So what your relationship
for me and Prince? We have good relationship because he brought me here.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly he helped me also, because when I came here first, he tries, because I have like, when I came here first time, my food, like eating, everything is like, I changed like once from this world to another world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I was finding it difficult to adapt the system. So when it comes to my eating and like a lot of things, he helped me. If I need something, I call him and he will do it. He helped me with food.
Mm-hmm.
If maybe going to hospital or someone mm-hmm. to take me, I call him. It takes me. He have a lot of time for me and everything. And not only me.
Mm-hmm.
Now even these guys here now, he do the same thing to them also.
What are you expect from this the Prince, like the new member of the staff, or how important will be for the young African guys?
It will be good for them, because Prince will be there to translate, because they have problem with the language.
Mm-hmm.
Tactic and everything, so when Prince is there, he can translate it to them
mm-hmm.
in our language, because mm-hmm. when it's being in Slovak, it's difficult for them, but for me I understand, but for them it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So now Prince is there, he can translate to them and tell them what like the coach need from them.
Mm-hmm.
But everything depends on them, because Prince can translate, tell them what to do, but if they don't listen, it won't work for them.
It's all about the listening.
About the listening.
You are probably the smallest guy from the African group of players, but the most experienced, of course. Do you feel like the mentor, like the coach of the African players? You tried to help him?
Yeah, I try to do a lot of things for them. I try to help them every time. That's like, because I'm the first person here, and I want them to have good name here, and I don't want them to have like destroy the name I have made here.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I try to help them on how they have to live, what they have to do and stuff here. But not everything I can control. I try to do my part here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there are something like, we can call it community, the group of Ghana guys. It's good, because it's advantage for the guys to have football mate or to have the mate as well next to each other. But it can be also leading to the separation, or stuff like this. How do you feel it?
Yeah, we need it like to be together, like team strong together,
mm-hmm.
to help each other, because if we don't do it, it can bring someone down, because maybe someone need help. We need to help this person so that he can continue with his job, the business, like football and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why we are like one. We need to stay together and try to help anyone who is down to come up. Yeah, so that we can, like, because we have no family here.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make family now to be happy to each other, like, feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So that we are not going to miss home too much.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I try to make sure we are together and everything here.
Your big advantage was when you came, that you was and you still are very communicative, very, very positive person. Yeah?
Yes. It was when I came here, it was different because my lifestyle is different. I it's easy for me to adapt to new system and everything, or wherever I go. When I came here first time, it was easy for me to adapt everything. I started with Bojo, Kopi, and before I got to the first team, and everything was like easy for me. I felt like connected to this team very easy, like quickly, because I am like free. I am always smiling with everyone.
Yeah.
Yes, talking, trying to ask for advice, and I'm ready to learn. So all the guys like was like, let's help him.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone started helping me, like talking to me, giving me advice, and everything went better for me. Good.
And even you are, how can I say it, the pure showman, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know, have you ever been like this, or have you ever been humble?
That's how I am, always.
Showman?
Yeah, like I always want to stay in my place, yeah. I don't want to do something. I do what I have to do or what I can do. Yeah, that's how I am. And it has helped me a lot, yeah.
Because there is a thin line between, like you said, the freedom and enjoying the life and I don't know, be positive, being a showman and stuff like this.
Yeah, I am not like more of showman. I do it in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do it, like I get stuff, buy what I want to buy, but for myself, like not to impress anyone, for me to be happy, to enjoy my things.
Mm-hmm.
But like other guys do it, like showman, like for everyone to see, like they are king, but I am not like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I do it in humble way.
So no tattoos, jewelry or
something? No, I don't do all these things yet.
When we talk about you and your showman, we put on Instagram in our preseason camp in Emirates, like you sang a song, Povedz desi včera bol.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah. What about you and singing?
Yeah, I learned this song with Bojonik, Robert Bojonik. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's now in, like he left here,
mm-hmm.
and he was in Finland, and now he's in Germany here.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me this song.
Mm-hmm.
We used to sing every time we are together or something, in his car sometimes, yeah.
Because you know words pretty well.
Yeah, I know, because he showed me, this was my first song, like I get connected, this song like, attached to me very early, like
positive song.
Positive, like I feel good whenever I'm listening. Oh, I heard this song.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to this song, so I like it was like the best for me. So even every time when, like we are together or something, I tell him, hey, play for me, and he will start playing, and we like we will enjoy it. So.
So this is your favorite Slovak song.
Slovak
yeah?
song, yeah.
Have you ever heard some of our podcasts, or when it's in Slovak language, it's difficult for you?
Yeah, when it's Slovak, it's difficult for me to listen. Yeah.
But do you understand some phrases here, yeah? Some sentence?
Yeah, sometimes. It's not like everything.
The reason why I ask, yeah, because it's at the end of every single podcast, we have part called This or That, or it's like the funny inquiry, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Probably you know the game, This or That. Yeah? Let me see. Two options, and you need to pick one and explain why you have to decide it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Or it's or like I don't know, black or white, yeah, and stuff like this. So five questions, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First one, assist on goal or stop the goal, the conceded goal by great tackle. This or that.
Like from my side.
Yeah. From your side.
Like assist.
You assist on our goal or stop the goal by the great defensive tackle?
I have to say.
What is better for you? You have to pick one, only one. Assist on goal or tackle or stop the conceded goal?
I have to stop.
Stop?
Yeah.
Because you are the defender.
I am defender. This is my job. First is defend. Yeah.
First is defend.
Before attack, yeah.
Second, win African Cup of Nations or win Fortuna Liga, the Slovak League? I was thinking that this will be very clear option.
No, this is
hard one.
Yeah, hard one, because I have to. It's hard because I have to choose both, but I need to choose one also because
I have only hard question. Yeah.
Yes, but first because my national team is my home.
Yeah.
And my club is like everything for me. They do everything. They have to, I have them every time.
I was thinking about the.
So like, I have to choose. If I would choose, I would choose my club.
Yeah. That's a surprise for me because I was thinking about the most valuable jersey is the national jersey of Ghana. Yeah.
Your national jersey is more, but club is more important.
Yeah.
Yeah, because national.
Good to know.
Yeah, club is more important. Yeah. For me because club have you every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but national team have you in occasion maybe 1 month in. Yeah. Like 2 years or 4 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And the third question is the snowy question. The snowman or the igloo?
The snowman.
The snowman, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you Africa guys used to wear also in winter slippers. Tell me why. Yeah, that was also in my mind because, I don't know, it's -5 and then you wear slippers.
Yeah, for us it's like, it's normal for us.
Yeah.
It's normal for us to wear because we enjoy it more. But not everybody, because for me, because I wear normal shoe and socks every time when it's winter because of the cold. And
I saw the younger players. Yeah.
Yeah, they put on this.
Yeah. Like, but it's all about experience.
Yes, experience. Like, yeah.
And you choose a snowman.
Yeah.
And have you ever built snowman?
Once.
Once?
Yes.
Where?
In the stadium, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes. I put it.
Do you know how many ball or spheres has the snowman?
I don't know.
The original snowman?
No, I don't know, but it depends on how you want to build it. For me, it depends on how I built it, how I want it. I build it and like start throwing snow to it. Again. Stay back and throw it to it.
This is fun, but original should have three spheres, And the highest one is like the head. With the eyes and nose. And another one is like the body, the fourth question, football question, Mane or Salah?
Mane.
Yeah. Why?
For Mane plays for
the people,
the team and everything, not for himself.
The reason why I ask, because what is for you the best African players? Yeah, Mane, or is Mane, there Aubameyang or
for African best player? Now it's Mane.
Mane.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the last one, because you are the great singer or the entertainer, Beyonce or Lady Gaga.
Beyonce.
And why?
I like his music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know some song from Beyonce? Please singing, please, at the end of the podcast.
I know, I know Diamond, you know? Yeah, Diamond.
Yeah?
Yeah. I know this song is Diamond, from Beyoncé.
And do you try to sing?
No, only when it's playing, later. Yeah? Yes, only when it's playing I can,
Like from the background, yeah?
Yeah, from the background, yeah.
Benson, that is it. It's over. Yeah. And we are done, and one more time. I would like to thank you for having me in your apartment.
You're welcome.
Giving me water.
You're always welcome.
Yes. And I would like to thanks also our fans for listening us till the end, and see you soon.
Okay.
Ciao, ciao, shoshoni.
Ciao, ciao, shoshoni.